Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Troy Public Radio is celebrating a new program that explores the arts across the state of Alabama. Joining us from the Alabama State Council on the Arts are Anne Marie Anderson, Director of the Alabama Center for Traditional Culture, and Stephanie Priscos, folklorist and co-host of the program Arts Fell on Alabama. Anne Marie Anderson, thank you so much for joining us here at In Focus.
Thank you for having me.
And Stephanie, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Anne Marie, you and Stephanie are hosts of a brand new program on Troy Public Radio called Arts Fell on Alabama, bringing the arts to our listeners in collaboration with the Alabama State Council on the Arts. How did the name come about?
Yeah, so Stephanie and I, at the kind of start of this podcast, we're trying to figure out what to call it to kind of connect to the mission of the podcast, which is share, you know, the creativity of our state. We were looking through all the state symbols on Wikipedia and trying to think what could connect, what could show. And we were even going through the whole state song written by Julia Tutwiler, trying to find like a phrase that would be fun. And then Stephanie looked at me and she was like, what about Arts Fell on Alabama? Because arts and star are anagrams. It's a fun nod to not only the song by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong that everybody knows, but also the book written by Carl Carmer, who has a background in kind of journalism and folklore and talks a lot about the folklore of West Alabama. And so I just laughed and thought it was just the greatest thing. So that's where it came from.
Well, Anne Marie, you are actually from a community in our tri-state coverage area. What's that?
Yeah, I grew up in Graceville, Florida, and I am a longtime Troy Public Radio listener.
Well, we're glad to have you. Now, Stephanie, you as a folklorist and educator have quite a background with one of the premier folk schools in the United States, the John C. Campbell Folk School in North Carolina. How do you bring that skill set into this program, Arts Fell on Alabama?
Yeah, so I think one of the things the council and the Anne Marie and I are trying to do with this program is kind of expand the way that people think about creativity and the arts. So you'll hear things on this program episodes that focus on what you might think of as fine arts, like ballet or opera or paintings in a museum. But we're also trying to bring the creativity that permeates our everyday lives, whether that's carving duck decoys, or we interviewed earlier last week a pinata maker, or whether it's the songs you sing while you're humming to yourself while you're making dinner. That's all creativity and as part of our everyday lives.
Now, Stephanie, does this mean that you and Anne Marie are traveling all over the state to talk with these folks?
Yes, we are. We have been all the way up as far north as Madison, as far south as Mobile, and Florence to Fairhope, and east to west also. Get to know people all throughout the state. So that includes north, south, east, west, urban communities, rural communities, and all different types of art.
So some of the folks listening to you right now might expect a future visit from the two of you. Anne Marie, the State Arts Council had a long-running program, and I'm curious, in the archives, which I believe are housed at the Alabama Department of Archives and History, are you bringing back any of that subject matter into this program, Arts Fell on Alabama?
We sure are. Actually, our first episode that aired, we dug into the archives and we had a lot of really great material from the late 80s and to the mid 90s on Carnival and Mardi Gras. And so we took an episode from an interview that one of our former colleagues, Amy Schmidt, who is a folklorist, did with, she's passed away now, but her name was Karen Thornton. And she was one of the great seamstresses who made Mardi Gras queen gowns for Mardi Gras queens, part of the cruise down in Mobile. And that was a really fun thing to do. A lot of really great ambient noise from some parades, people talking and cheering and hooting and hollering and the bands. So it was fun.
And here's a clip from the late Karen Thornton from Artsville in Alabama.
They always seem to know the color they want and the feeling that they want, but it's up to me to kind of get that feeling and bring it to life and do the designing. You make the dress, get it where it fits perfectly, and then start putting the beads on it. And that's where they like to play with it and dabble with it. So I've had mothers come over and I'll just pour a bunch of stuff out on the table and let them have at it. They like doing it.
And that was the late Karen Thornton, one of the designers at Mardi Gras. So, in other words, you're able to bring back some of these voices from the past, Stephanie.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we're trying to do with this show is not only have someone either from the past or from today come on and pitch a program or an event or something, but really focus on the personal stories that they have about why these forms of creativity are important to them. So that's something that we heard in the archival interview with Karen Thornton about her making the Mardi Gras queen gowns, and also something that you'll hear from our interviews that we do today with pinata makers or actresses or painters, pretty much anybody who we talk to.
Stephanie, what's coming up for the spring? Can you give us sort of a preview of what you and Anne-Marie are thinking?
Sure. We've got an exciting lineup of a great variety of creative Alabamians. This month in March, we have painter Michelle Jones, who is based in Mobile, Valerie Acetta, who is the head of musical theater at University of Alabama at Birmingham at UAB, as well as some glassblowers and poets. We have a duck decoy carver coming up in April, as well as episodes with the awardees of the Celebration of Alabama Arts. We'll hear from all of them as well.
Anne-Marie, as an oral historian, you have a keen interest in food stories. Are you going to bring any of that to this program, Artsville in Alabama?
Yeah, that's actually funny you say that, because Stephanie and I yesterday had a pre-interview call with a person who has agreed to be interviewed and be a part of this. So we're really excited about telling the story of foodways in Alabama too, because that's something that sometimes we don't think about as art. And so, yeah, we're excited to do that as well.
It's such a reflection on the varieties of Southern culture, the different types of food. So there's a lot of geographic interest in this.
We live in a really artistically, creatively, and culturally rich state. And I think people already know that because that's part of their daily lives. But we hope that listeners, you will also discover new things that might surprise you and make you proud.
Artsville in Alabama, a great new program on the Troy Public Radio lineup. Anne-Marie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we're just really excited to show people how much diversity, how much joy, how much creativity is in our state. And I think that there's a lot of things that might surprise people about what they might find in the Wiregrass region and beyond. We hope our show will show people that.
Anne-Marie and Stephanie, thank you so much for the preview of Artsville in Alabama. Thanks for being our guests today.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting us be a part of this.
Thanks for having us.
The hosts of Artsville in Alabama, Anne-Marie Anderson and Stephanie Priskos, joined us on In Focus from the Alabama State Council on the Arts, which produces the program. You can catch Artsville in Alabama Wednesdays at 8:44 a.m., Sundays at 8:35 a.m., and Mondays at 3:44 p.m. on Troy Public Radio. More information about the State Arts Council can be found at the website arts.alabama.gov. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.